The government has reaffirmed April 30 as the final deadline for all foreign nationals residing in the country without valid visas to leave, with the Interior Ministry intensifying its crackdown under the Illegal Foreigners Repatriation Plan. The move particularly targets undocumented Afghan nationals, with Minister of State for Interior Talal Chaudhry announcing the renewed push at a press conference in Islamabad on Friday. Pakistan has shown unmatched hospitality for decades, but the time has come to strictly enforce our immigration laws, Chaudhry said. His statement comes ahead of Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar's visit to Kabul, where a high-level Pakistani delegation is set to hold talks with the Afghan government. The government had initially set a March 31 deadline for Afghan citizens lacking legal documents or holding Afghan citizen cards to voluntarily return. That deadline was later extended to April 30. Since the start of April, over 84,800 Afghan nationals have been repatriated, according to Chaudhry. He said the process is being handled in a lawful, organized, and humane manner, with coordination from Afghan authorities to ensure a smooth transition. Pakistan has hosted millions of Afghan refugees over the past 40 years, but currently over 2.1 million remain, mostly in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and other provinces. Officials cite rising national security threats as part of the reason behind the crackdown. More than 1,600 people were killed in attacks last year, nearly half of them security personnel. Chaudhry also warned of strict action against Pakistanis providing housing, jobs, or other services to undocumented foreigners. If anyone gives a shop, house, or any kind of space to an illegal foreigner, they will be held accountable under the law, he said. He further revealed intelligence suggesting some weapons left by U.S. forces in Afghanistan have ended up in the hands of terrorists, posing a grave regional threat. Our policy is not driven by hostility but by the need to uphold the law, ensure public safety, and protect national interests, he said.